Thanks for tuning into Stocks of the Hour. I'm Abby Phillips. Alltech Batteries announced that their DFS has managed to expand the project's output by eightfold, increasing the capacity from 15 gigawatt hours to 120 gigawatt hours with no change to plant and equipment. The plant will now focus on solely producing alumina-coated metallurgical silicon product at a rate of 8,000 TPA. Shares are trading 10.34% higher at 8 cents. SI6 Metals announced assay results from the first two holes drilled at the high-grade copper-silver Dabidi project in Botswana. In response, Managing Director Jim Maloney commented, "These results expand the high-grade Dabidi copper-silver discovery and have confirmed the potentially economic tenor of copper sulfides related to geophysical anomalies." Shares are trading 7.14% lower at 0.65 cents. True North Copper has announced further phenomenal copper assay results from the Mount Oxide project in Queensland. Results continue to confirm the project hosts large-scale copper, cobalt, silver system with multiple wide high-grade copper, cobalt, steeply dipping chutes and lenses. Shares are trading 6.67% higher at 16 cents.